From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. That's the Grammy Award-winning Uruguayan jazz artist Federico Britos. Yeah, they play good jazz in Uruguay. And last week, Uruguay officially legalized marijuana. In fact, Uruguay helped inspire last year's weed legalization victories in Colorado and Washington. Uruguay has also legalized gay marriage and abortion, rare moves in morally conservative Latin America. At the same time, Uruguay has one of the region's lowest poverty levels. Foreign investment is pouring in. Everybody's calling Uruguay the Switzerland of South America. So why does this small country, population 3.5 million, have such a large influence on this hemisphere? Back in October, I asked Uruguayans here in Miami what makes their paisano so progressive, not to mention an international soccer powerhouse.
My name is Guntram Habsburg, and I represent the Ministry of Tourism and the Uruguayan Consulate here in Miami.
For Habsburg, it's always been this way in Uruguay. Well, except for that 12-year-long military dictatorship in the 1970s and 80s, but I'll let him explain.
You know, historically, Uruguay has been very progressive. If you look at typical things of a democracy, you know, like women voting, that was implemented in Uruguay at a very, very early stage. And from then onwards, you know, it's always been a country that implemented things, you know, that in other nations it was more difficult. It's also because of our size and because of the transparency of the government. I mean, we had our dark moments during dictatorship, but comparing to other countries, even that wasn't as bad in other countries.
I'm Selmira Crespi, and I work in communications from my home.
Like a lot of Uruguayans in Miami, Crespi likes to hang out at the Media Lunas Calentitas restaurant on Brickell. She thinks Uruguay punches above its weight because it's more grounded than other Latin American countries.
Uruguay has always had a very strong educational system, you know, the turtle and the hare kind of story. The Uruguayan is a very low-tone, very low-key type of person. He doesn't want to show off, but he does things very well. We don't need to be rich and famous, but we do want to be stable, and that's why we're always trying to, we have all our social things, and I mean, a Kardashian model, for example, in Uruguay would just bomb completely.
My name is Ignacio Pedronzo. I'm the director of the Summer Gallery in Wynwood here in Miami.
Pedronzo shows me his gallery's collection of paintings by Uruguay's early 20th century master, Joaquin Torres Garcia.
Joaquin Torres Garcia was the father of modern art in America, not only in South America, but in America.
Back then, Torres Garcia helped inspire a cultural and social boom in Uruguay that today offers a clue into why it's a laboratory for measures like the marijuana bill.
It was an explosion in Uruguay. It has to be the best university in 1914 in South America, the best hospitals, and the best writers, the best painters. Right now, it seems all people's looking to Uruguay. I think it's a good country to make like a kind of experiment. A great way to prove is a new policy they want to implement about marijuana.
Adding to Uruguay's hip cachet is the fact that its current president, José Mujica, was once a leftist guerrilla who fought that long-ago dictatorship. But if you're thinking of going to Uruguay to light up a legal joint, don't. Foreigners will not be allowed to buy the regulated marijuana. Habsburg, the tourism ministry rep, recommends instead a nice bottle of Tanat.
The Tanat wine has become our reference, just like Malbec for Argentina.
Weed and wine, and no Kardashians. Maybe sometimes smaller is better. Maybe Switzerland should be called the Uruguay of Europe. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.